to get over it. Richard Newman has more.
The gamble has not paid off. Birmingham fans were sceptical when John Eustace was sacked with the club challenging around the Championship playoff spot. Rooney came in shortly after. Now they're fifth from bottom after 9 defeats from 15 matches in charge. Rooney says he was not given long enough to make an impression, but the owners, which include American football legend Tom Brady, say expectations were not met.
All 379 people on a Japan Airlines plane, which burst into flames, have been evacuated in what's been described as a miracle.
The danger is of coming to a halt with fuel coming out that's burning will probably burn through the fuselage fairly rapidly, at which point you then tend to get a lot of nasty toxic chemical gases produced, which can knock people out fairly rapidly.
Tony Cable, who used to work for the UK Air Accidents Investigation Branch, the passenger plane skidded on the runway at Tokyo's main airport after colliding with a Coast Guard aircraft. 5 crew members have been found dead. Police investigating the fatal stabbing of a 16-year-old boy late on New Year's Eve have released another 16-year-old arrested on suspicion of murder. Harry Pittman was attacked in Primrose Hill in North London. An amber warning for wind is in place as Storm Henk batters parts of the UK with gusts up to 80 miles an hour. It's in place until 8 p.m. The UK's manufacturing sector continued its downturn last month, with business confidence slumping to a 12-month low. A leading index shows a reading of 46.2 in December. Anything below 50 means the industry is contracting. And Dundee's home game with St Johnstone in the Scottish Premiership this afternoon has been postponed because the pitch is waterlogged. That's the latest. I'm Andy Hayes.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Andy.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Looking a little bit drizzly out there, isn't it? Gusty winds and heavy rains are for today. It should ease off by about 10 o'clock this evening, and it should be dry overnight, and then there's about a 20% chance of rain from about 4 o'clock tomorrow morning leading into Wednesday, and then by about 2 o'clock there's a 50% chance of rain, and then it eases off again. So you might not get any rain in the morning, you might get it at lunchtime, but it's a little bit unpredictable. Temperatures are a little bit warm today, actually, at 13 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward back on Phoenix FM and on Eat My Brunch. Thanks to everybody who looked after the show while I was off. I was off from the 22nd and I'm back today on the 2nd, which most of you are, in fact. You might be back at work or maybe you got this week off. I thought the roads are still quite, you know, not as busy. Probably from next week it will get busier, I would guess. But today it wasn't too bad, but the conditions on the road, terrible, because it was raining and there's lorries on the M25 and I don't like it. I don't like it when I overtake a lorry, or if a lorry overtakes me, I don't like it. I get very nervous. Because there's a spray of water comes up, I don't like it. I won't overtake. I just go in, just sit on that inside lane and just stay there. Very, you know, just driving at a sensible speed. Because some people just go like 100 miles an hour, and you're like, I don't understand. It's too much. Francesca said, I tried yoga yesterday. Did you? And she had some chicken soup. Oh, I had some soup as well over Christmas. You know what I mean? You've had so much like rich food and the chocolate and the vegan mince pies. I tell you what, if you suffer from any gut related issue where, you know, you might get a bit of indigestion, they were fantastic. I think it's because there's no butter. She had a couple of glasses of Baileys. No, I don't like Baileys. Not cream. Great to hear you back on the airwaves. Oh, thank you so much. I've tried yoga and I laid on the floor. This is about 2 or 3 years ago. I laid on the floor, my back locked up, and when I went to move, and that was the one position, you were laying on the floor with your arms outstretched. That was the first position. And then I went to get off the floor and I was like, oh, and I couldn't move again. It was just, it's awful. My back, if I lay on my back, even if I was to have a massage now, because I had that MRI scan, didn't I, just before Christmas, and it did me in for about a week with my back. How I managed to get from there to the station, I don't know. But, yeah, it's not for me. I need to do some back strengthening, though, the muscles around it, I think. It's always good. Not so much cardiovascular, but I do need to do that as well. It's yoga for my back. Mm. Yeah, it's all stretching. Do you know the best one I found, actually, Francesca? Years ago, a Pilates machine, which I ordered from a shopping channel, I know. And like most of my purchases, it did bite the dust, but I did actually use it for about 6 months. And it made me taller. Pilates is really nice. Stretching, isn't it? But I found the machine nice to use. One of them, you laid on your back and your legs went, you put your legs in the elastic band hoop things, and then you did like, you went up and your legs went out 90 degrees and came back in again. And up, it sounds an awful thing to be watching, but it really helped to strengthen your core. Yeah, I won't be trying that now. I've been playing this so much before Christmas, I'm going to play it again. Here is Duran Duran with Black Moonlight.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. We'll be right back.
Hello, and this is Billy Brown and Sharky and Splodge, and we are all listening to Michelle Ward, Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM, and we wish all a very happy new year. And there might be some updates. I'm trying to do alternate days at the moment because of my back, and that seems to be working, and Sharky is popping back about 3.5-4 hours later, which doesn't please me. I'd rather he popped back after 2 hours and just said, here I am, I'm okay, and then go off again. That's fine by me. Splodge at the moment doesn't really want to go out very much. Maybe 20 minutes, that's about all she wants to do, which is fine. And I can't say I blame her, the weather's been the best. But Sharky is a little bit of a cheeky monkey. But what can you do? Have a very happy new year.
That was Billy Brown talking about his cat Sharky and Splodge. Happy New Year to you, Billy. And here he is. This is his song called Sarah.
Just like a breeze, you came to me on a scorching hot summer's day. Cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Fills a hole, clears my soul, shows me life at the end of the way. You gently walk, you gently talk, but I still wanna hear what you say.
Song, that's Billy Brown with Sarah. Now Mark online, he's having Christmas cake with cheese. Now I said, if you've got any Christmas cake left over, and you're probably a little bit Christmased out by now, but just take the icing off and also that horrible stuff that's called marzipan. Horrible. Fruit cake. Get yourself some Wensleydale cheese, put a little slice on top. Have that with a cup of tea, or a cup of coffee. A cup of tea is better, actually. And it is really good. Fruitcake, a little bit of Wensleydale. It needs to be Wensleydale cheese. And it just, give it a go. I know it sounds awful, not a strong cheddar, because that won't work so well, I don't think. So it must be a mild cheese. But it does work. It's a food combination you might not have thought about.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a care home.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Here is a Blue Scar and Amy Britannia. This track is called Underwater. Independent music at its best.
more. So boys getting high and the girls even more. So wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. For your maxes, give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. When I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love and you're with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
Love that documentary on Robbie Williams. It's brilliant. Have you not seen it? I think it's on, is it on Netflix? I think, I don't know. If you get a chance to watch it, it's really, really interesting, because thinking about when that song came out, Robbie Williams was so, so famous. So he was at his peak of fame, and he's still really famous now, but there is, in any musician, sometimes they get a second bite of the cherry. Look at Take That. They came back with that song Patience after having a break, and come back with some amazing tunes. Robbie's kind of like died down a little bit because he's got his family and he's just living a different life, but it just look, it's a real I don't know, I found it really interesting. I mean, he does look a little bit worn out, as in he's done it all, been there and seen it, because he was the biggest pop star in the UK for a good number of years, like massive. I mean, those gigs that he was playing, and the outdoor gigs with thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, every tour was sold out. It must have been just a rush. Although, you know, when I look at even Madonna all the gigs that they do, when they do, I think maybe if you do two gigs a week as a gigging musician, that's maybe three. That would be enough. For me at the moment, maybe two gigs. And we're talking about turning up maybe with the guitarist and doing some jazz and maybe doing something a little bit more up-tempo. But when I think about these people, and I know that's what they do for, you know, it's their full-time job, and that would be slightly different from me. But, the you know, when you think about Madonna on stage with those dancers, and they book themselves like 60-date tours and think, I don't know how they do it. I mean, they get time off in between. But you've got every single night, you're going to be doing like a massive performance, not just turning up in a pub and singing in a corner. So I don't know whether you would get, you know, exhausted. There was also a Kylie Minogue special I watched, which was really good. The only thing I didn't like about it, though, to be fair, and I know it's very showbiz, where they go, I love you too. You're amazing. No, you're amazing. No, no, no. I think you're brilliant. You're brilliant. I don't like that. I mean, she is, but I would have just said, Kylie, you know, you're great. Ah, see, I would have sounded just as bad. And then she would have said, I don't know who you are. Get out of the audience. You're not a celebrity. Why is she here? And how does she get on that microphone? Or maybe she'd say, hi, Michelle. Listen to the show every day. You play me so much. Possibly not. Here is Kylie Minogue and Dua Lipa. This is called Real Groove.
Take a mic. Give my heart a ride. Up in the night. No one can take me higher. No, it's been a while.
It's been an amazing, 2023 for George Bone, a local singer-songwriter. Here he is on our A-list with Valencia. He's been played all over the BBC at the moment, doing brilliantly. We'll hope to have him back in the studio again soon. Coming up next, Valencia, George Bone.
I've fallen in love, 'cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you, be home. Everywhere I go, I wish I was in Valencia with you. It's all pretend and we got nothing left to prove. You tell my scars into your corner from my blue.
Safety going on in the street. You be careful. Honestly, if that desk claps, I will be I'll be laughing before I do anything else. Scott Ross has just made his way into the studio. We said Happy New Year to each other, and he's just taken down the decoration that was put above the desk. He put his foot onto the desk and didn't stand up, thank God, because otherwise that could have been a very nasty start to the new year. Because you remember back when we were talking health and safety years ago, you'd have climbed up a ladder at work and changed light bulbs. Oh, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
It wasn't at work, it was at school.
At school, you used to change light bulbs, didn't you have a candle? Sir, I can have another candle, please. It's very dark here. You need to make gruel.
Yes, quite. It was right at the top of the junior common room, and the lights hung right down. And but you couldn't get them. It's a bulb blew. The only way up them to get at them was to zip up a ladder. But we didn't have a step ladder, so it was a vertical ladder. That you
did you not have staff in your school? I mean, I don't understand.
Well, yeah, we had staff. But they said, "Oi, get on there, do it." You know.
Oh my word! I wouldn't be able to do that now. Can you imagine at Brimwood High School going, "Excuse me, David, get up that ladder and change the light bulb." You're going to cut the grass outside. Yeah. Your education. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, I can imagine, but I don't think it would work today, but we certainly had to do it.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's done you no harm at all. You're perfectly sane. And
climbing on
and climbing on tables. Trying to bring the ceiling down. No, you did a nice job. I just got rid of the balloons. I actually stabbed the balloons earlier. Remember we were talking about Bob's party balloons, that he blew up a load of balloons about 2 weeks before Christmas, which we didn't even ask him to. All multicolours, nothing to do with Christmas, and they were hanging up on a piece of tinsel. I stabbed them all with a knife. With the scissors, and they...
What are you going to do with that thing there?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking that. Well, the thing behind me is little fairy lights.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I might actually put it around the sign, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
You'll have to put batteries in it again.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to pay for batteries. Oh, why should I pay for batteries? Anyway, we're going to talk about your show in a while, but I think I'll play a little bit of Take That. Do you like Take That?
I do.
And why do you like Take That?
I think they're a very good-sounding band. I really do. It's a good-sounding group. They make good sound records that are happy-sounding. Yeah, that's all.
And if you want more health and safety tips from Scott Ross, you can join him from 1 o'clock.
I've been through a year of madness, replaced my hope with sadness, found waking up the hardest. And every day felt the longest. All blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you opened up my windows. Yeah, you opened up
That is a fantastic song. Take That with Windows. Just coming up to 12:41 on Phoenix FM. Let's get some traffic and some travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look onto the road. There was a problem on the A12 earlier. That looks like that has now cleared, so that's all well and good. A128 heading down across Wilson's Corner onto the Ongar Road. A little bit busy heading down the Ongar Road towards Pilgrim's Hatch and in the opposite direction. Wilson's Corner is flowing very nicely. Brook Street roundabout, no major problems, heading all the way down to the M25 and also down to Lakeside. Again, no issues up towards the M11 turnoff. A little bit busy. That is delays of about 3 minutes. That's southbound between Junction 7 of the A414, Cranes Lane at Harlow, and Junction 6 of the M25, Junction 27. Average speeds down to about 25 mile an hour. If you're heading up the A12, it's running smoothly at the moment until you get, let's have a little look, it's going from Chelmer Village in both directions. That section there, very, very busy at the moment. Might be people going out and doing some shopping. Yep, not bought anything at the sales yet, but I might do. But somebody who might be talking about all things 2024, he's sprightly come into the studio, done some health and safety by standing on the table and pulling down a Christmas decoration. Here is Scott Ross to tell you all about his show coming from One.
Well, what do we say about 2024? I think the fact that I've survived so far without crashing through the desk. So, what have we got today? Well, of course, it's a Tuesday, and that means Margaret Mills is going to be along, and she's going to be taking us on an outing to Worley Barracks, so not too far away. And we're also going to be hearing about the woman who lost her diamond ring when she was staying at a top-notch hotel. Can you just imagine the emotions that she went through? Well, she wondered what was happening with that. So we got all of that and a whole stack of absolutely sensational feel-good, feel-great music coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
That is Scott Ross coming up next with a bumper show. Coming up next, though, here is Spandau Ballet. This is Only When You Leave.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Must you break? Well, how many calls?
for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Get the home improvements you always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest-free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Doing brilliantly for Abby Flynn. You'll hear more of her this year, I can guarantee you. That is her with last year's massive tune called My Own Woman. Coming up next, we've got Elton John with Crocodile Rock.
Don't think
listening to the first show of 2024. I'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow. Thanks to Bridget, to Francis, and to Billy. Francesca, not Francis, how dare I. You've got a great couple of hours coming up with our very own Scott Ross and then Joe Bailey. Plenty more shows here on Phoenix FM, so make sure you have a listen out. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thank you. I've got inundated with emails, actually, for the voiceovers. If it's something you want to do for my show or for the radio station, you can send in your voice notes to radio@phoenixfm.com or message me on my socials and send in your dulcet tones. That would be amazing. Have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the one and only Scott Ross.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Start you with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me? Never let me go. Let's keep dreaming.
Even in silence, I can hear your voice through all of the noise. Yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.